Well, let's go now to San Francisco, where this week people have been hearing a lot about the city's homeless. A big problem there as high-technology workers have moved in and driven housing prices skyward. On average, a one-bedroom apartment in that city rents for more than $3,000. Now, you might remember we talked to media leaders about a plan to team up to cover the homeless together. Well, it happened this week.
Today, ABC 7 News is partnering with more than 70 other media outlets to highlight the growing homeless situation in San Francisco.
Together, we're calling on the city to do something about it.
And the San Francisco Chronicle ran a letter to city residents on Sunday saying the situation would disgrace any government, but in the progressive capital of the nation, it is unconscionable. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has some thoughts. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
Well, we talked to some leaders a while back, as we said, and we heard that this all started with some reporters and editors sitting at a bar having a drink, and the idea was hatched. But tell us more about how it was carried out.
Well, you're seeing it play out in recent days on the airwaves, on online, on the pages of publications as you just heard, of more than 70 what we would think of as competing news organizations, and they really run the gamut. You've got the San Francisco Chronicle, you've got local TV stations, you've got the public radio stations KLW, Mother Jones, the left of center crusading magazine, but you've also got other entrants like BuzzFeed, which has a strong presence in Silicon Valley and in Northern California. California, and Business Insider, and they're approaching it in different ways. They're doing stories about what the city's done in the past. They're trying to identify the problem currently for the 6,600 homeless in a city of about 800,000+ people. They're trying to figure out things that work and things that haven't, and they are finding different ways to do that. Business Insider, one example, said, you know, it's probably unfair to blame this on the infusion of so many tech workers in San Francisco, but many people there feel there's a connection between the homelessness, the lack of affordable housing for many working people there, and the huge infusion of well-paid tech workers there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to bring Jeremy in here for a second because yesterday, Jeremy, you reported on how some newspapers in Illinois all got together to make a statement with their covers about the budget crisis there. What did
right.
they say? Right.
Dozens of them actually put editorials in their paper at the same time saying, enough, there's been a budget right. crisis. It's been going on for a long time between the Republican governor and the Democratic legislature. The newspaper said enough, and about a dozen of them did it right on the front page of the paper.
Yeah. So, David, what do you think about this? Are we seeing a trend?
Well, you know, this reminds me of stuff that happened in the 1990s. There was a movement called civic journalism where news organizations were supposed to identify the problems and at times identify the answers. In this case, you're seeing the news organizations unify to say this is not acceptable. What they're not doing is unifying and say this is what must be done, and the media writ large is dictating the terms to the mayor. What they are saying is here are ways that have worked. Here are ways that haven't, and they are all bringing such an intense attention to this issue that they're forcing public officials there to put it at the top of their agenda, mm-hmm. in a sense doing what we expect the media to do in perhaps a less prominent way on a day-to-day basis.
Well, it may help in covering, you know, getting something done about this intractable problem of homelessness in San Francisco, but it may also help the media, which lately always needs help. I want to make sure we get your thoughts on another issue, the CNN hiring of Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. Now, when he was first fired and he had sort of his exit interview on CNN before he was hired by CNN, he was unbelievably complimentary about Donald Trump.
It's such a privilege and an honor to have been a very small part of this, to learn and experience what he's been able to achieve and the electoral success that he has had. It's been truly amazing.
Well, now that he's been hired, there are reports that women and Latinos in particular at CNN were very upset because of Donald Trump's comments. And here's his representative coming on board at CNN. But also others like conservative commentator Jeff Jacoby, who said – or Jacoby, rather. He's a good friend. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I mispronounced that. Who said that because Lewandowski signed a non-disclosure agreement with Donald Trump, he'll be unable to cover him. You know, he can't disclose or say anything negative about him. Your thoughts?
You know, there is the sense of, well, is he going to tell us truly what happened behind closed doors? But theoretically, that's, you know, what CNN would like to get from him. But in reality, what you want from a pundit, if we're going to go to the bother of paying somebody who has such close ties and is so immediately, you know, only walked a few days earlier out of the campaign, you want him to be able to say, this is how Donald Trump thinks. This is how he acts. This is where his impulses are. This is where he's headed. And my question is less about the nondisclosure of what happened before, but of the candor of what will happen happen subsequently. Let me add one other thought. Mm-hmm. The real problem to my mind of Corey Lewandowski is the contempt that he showed time and again for reporters in the press and trying to do their jobs in covering Trump. Yes, Trump was by far the most available candidate to the press, including CNN, of any major candidate we've seen in a long time. But Lewandowski's statements, his actions, the way he behaved towards Michelle Fields and sort of bruising her arm and trying to pull her away from Trump, it leads to a pattern that suggests real hostility to the press, not somebody you want to put on your payroll at one of the nation's leading news organizations.
On the other hand, his backers could say he's just the person you need, because if he's a critic of the press, maybe that's what you need under your roof. But we'll see. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.